Welcome to part 27. Cheers. We all know that smoking is a bad habit, so there will be no moralizing here. Moralizing means lecturing people about what is right and wrong. It's not my place to judge. I'm just here to help you talk about smoking, drinking, and legal drugs. If you smoke, that first drag in the morning might make you feel super relaxed. When you inhale the smoke, we call that a drag, a puff, or a hit. We can use the same words to talk about smoking regular tobacco and vaping. We say, take a drag, take a puff, or take a hit. His break was ending, so he took one last drag of his cigarette and put it out. We light a cigarette when we first start smoking it, and we put it out when we're finished. Put it out in an ashtray. If there are no ashtrays nearby, we might flick it on the ground. To flick something is this motion. We also flick cigarettes to drop the ash as we're smoking. This is a hookah. It has a lot of names, such as shisha or water pipe, but I think hookah is the most common in the US. Do you smoke hookah? First, you pack the tobacco into the bowl. Then you cover it with aluminum foil and place hot coals on top. By the way, this material is called aluminum foil. In British English, they call it aluminium. Both pronunciations are correct. However, if you say aluminium to an American, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Aluminum. Do you drink? With alcohol, we can take a shot or do a shot. A shot is what fits in that little tiny glass. It either holds 1.5 ounces or 2 ounces of liquor. Rum, vodka, tequila, whiskey, brandy, gin. These are all types of liquor. Many countries have their own special homemade liquor that's made from some local grain. In the US, we have moonshine, which is made from corn, and everything that's made from corn is delicious. I'm sure you already know the word we say when we touch glasses is cheers. You can also make a toast, toast as a noun here, or you can toast someone or something, toast as a verb. It means drink in honor of something or someone. He made a toast at the wedding to the newlyweds, or the best man toasted the groom. By the way, newlyweds are the people who just got married. The groom is the man, the bride is the woman. And the best man is the main guy that's supporting the groom. He is the one that organizes the bachelor party. When you order a shot, you can order it neat or on the rocks. Neat means room temperature, no ice, and on the rocks means on ice. You can also just order a shot, right, which is served in the shot glass. If you order it neat or on the rocks, it's served in a normal glass. I like my whiskey on the rocks. We also have terms like up and straight, like whiskey up, whiskey straight up, whiskey straight. But these terms are actually confusing even like in the US because what they mean, it differs from region to region. So it's actually better if you don't use these terms and you just explain what it is that you want. We say glass of wine or bottle of beer. You can also have a can of beer or just a beer. Beer is usually separated into domestic and imported beer, so beer that comes from inside the country and beer that they ship from outside the country. And it's separated into bottle or draft. Draft beer is what comes out of the tap that you get in a glass. There are way too many kinds of beer to get into here, but maybe we'll do a separate course on that if that's something that you guys are interested in. Chug it means to drink the whole thing at one time. So if someone says chug your beer, it means drink it all really fast. Actually, this is not just about alcohol. You can say this about anything that you drink. If someone says chug your milk, it means hurry up and finish it. If you take a few shots or drink a couple glasses of wine, you might get a buzz. So this is when you feel not drunk, but a little happy, a little happier than usual. You can also use buzzed as an adjective, like, are you buzzed yet? Are you buzzing is another way to say it. Are you buzzed? Are you buzzing? Do you have a buzz? So when you're buzzed, like I said, you're not drunk. You just feel good. You're still able to talk and have conversations with people. Normally, you're still able to walk and do everything that you normally do. Another slang word to describe this feeling is tipsy. I'm a little bit tipsy means I'm buzzed. I feel good. I feel nice, but I'm not drunk. Other slang words for drunk: hammered, plastered, lit, fucked up, smashed, wasted, annihilated, obliterated. Obliterated is like max drama. Men in Japan are often encouraged to drink a lot at business meetings, so by the time the meeting is over, everybody is leaving hammered. If you are addicted to alcohol, we have several words for this. The most common is an alcoholic. We also call these people drunks or lushes. If you're a lush, you're a drunk, you're an alcoholic, you're addicted to alcohol. A common collocation is raging alcoholic. He is a raging alcoholic, his life is out of control. Sometimes alcoholics black out. So we're using blackout as a verb here. If you black out, it means that at some point you lose your memory. So you're still awake and doing stuff, but when you wake up the next day, you don't have a memory of that after a certain point. After the 10th whiskey neat, he blacked out. You can also use blackout as an adverb to modify the adjective drunk. So this is also a common collocation. He got blackout drunk after the 10th whiskey neat. Have you ever been blackout drunk? Or, as a verb, have you ever blacked out while drinking? If you can't drink very much without getting super drunk, we call you a lightweight. A lightweight is a certain category in like boxing, MMA, combat sports. So if you're a lightweight, it means that you can't handle your alcohol. Another way to say this is you can't hold your liquor. If someone can't hold their liquor, that makes them a lightweight. It means that they can't drink a lot without getting super drunk. 23 states in the US have legalized recreational marijuana. Recreational means that you don't need a prescription to get it. So we have recreational and medical. 37 states have legalized medical marijuana. It means that you need to go to your doctor and get a prescription in order to get it. Pronunciation is marijuana. Marijuana. Marijuana, that JU combination is pronounced like a W. W marijuana. Marijuana is the formal word. So doctors, politicians, journalists, they will say marijuana. Normal people call this weed. Weed has a ton of different slang names, but the most common term is weed. There are entire countries that have decriminalized marijuana. It means make it not a crime, right? Decriminalize. For example, Canada, Georgia, Malta, Mexico, South Africa, Australia, Thailand, the Netherlands, and Uruguay. So let's talk about weed. When you smoke weed, you get high. High is like the normal term to describe your state when you smoke weed. You can also say buzzed. Actually, all of the terms that we used about alcohol, you can use about weed. Plus, you could say you're fucked up, you're stoned, you're baked, ripped, or bombed. There are a lot of slang terms to talk about your state when you get drunk and when you get high, but these are the most common ones. Moving along to prescription drugs. This word has two pronunciations that are super similar. Don't worry about it. The first one is prescription. Prescription. Second one is prescription. Whether you say prescription or prescription, everyone will understand you. Your doctor prescribes medication. That would be the verb. In some languages, you eat or drink medicine. In English, we only take medicine. We take all kinds of medicine, whether it's a pill or a liquid like cough syrup. You take cough syrup when you have a cough or a sore throat. You take ibuprofen, you take medicine, you take cough syrup, you take vitamins. Pills can be tablets or capsules. A tablet is like this. I hate tablets because sometimes when you take them, you can like taste the poison. They taste really bitter. These are capsules and these are gel caps. How many milligrams you can take at one time is called the dose or the dosage. The dose of ibuprofen is 400 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours. By the way, if you don't know what ibuprofen is, it is a really common drug in the US that we use for like mild pain, like headaches or inflammation. You can buy ibuprofen over the counter. If you buy a drug over the counter, it means that you don't need your doctor to prescribe it. You can just go to the pharmacy and buy it without a prescription. Side effects are other usually bad stuff that happens when you take the medication. So, for example, a side effect of ibuprofen is upset stomach or constipation. Constipation is when you can't poop. By the way, the opposite of constipation is diarrhea. Diarrhea is when you are pooping too much and your poop is kind of like water. We don't say dysentery to mean diarrhea in the US. Also, when you're talking about this, you might tell your doctor, I have diarrhea. I am constipated. When you want to buy a drug, for example, ibuprofen, you can buy the brand name or the generic version. The brand name is the more expensive one, maybe Advil or Motrin. They have different brand names in different countries sometimes. The generic version is ibuprofen, and that's the cheaper one, but it's the same thing. I will do a separate course on how to talk about illness and medicine, so stay tuned for that. Do you remember that stay tuned means like keep watching, keep paying attention because something is coming? So stay tuned. Also, please let me know if there are any medical topics that you specifically want to talk about. Stay tuned. In the next lesson, we're going to talk about your lovely fur babies, your pets.